You're listening to Weekday here on Public Radio 90 WNMU and WNMUFM.org. Coming our way in the Escanaba area this Thursday evening at the Escanaba Public Library is a reading by some of the finalists for this year's UP Poet Laureate position, including Marty Akitz, Sally Brunk will be there, and Margaret Newdeen.
Actually, Sally is not able to make it.
Oh, no.
She came up, she had some personal things that came up, so she's not going to be able to make it, but okay. Margaret and I are going to carry the standard forward at the reading.
Terrific. Yeah. That's a load to carry, but mm-hmm. I know you guys can do it. I'm speaking with Marty Akitz, the UP Poet Laureate, who will be at the Escanaba Public Library. The event is Thursday night at 6:30, and it's a themed kind of reading. There's an anthology out called Undocumented, Great Lakes Poet Laureate on Social Justice, and Marty and Margaret will be reading from this edition. Can you tell us a little bit about the event, and especially this book?
Yeah, you know, the book was the brainchild of Andrea Scarpino, who was the poet laureate before I was poet laureate mm-hmm. of the Upper Peninsula, and Ron Rieke, who sort of established the UP poet laureateship. And they came up with this idea of gathering poems from poets laureate from around the Great Lakes. So you have poets from all over Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and from Canada as well. And you have a couple, actually, of U.S. poet laureates in the collection, too. And they're just these wonderful poems about social justice causes, things that the poets hold really dear and close.
Right. And the book is, it says here that it's organized around themes from the Southern Poverty Law Center's 10 Ways to Fight Hate, a community response mm-hmm. guide. And so this really does have a deep feeling to it.
It really does. You know, there's each, like you said, there's 10 chapters to each to the book, and each of them have these titles from that Southern Poverty Law Center. So you have the titles of the chapters are like ACT and UNITE and Support Victims and Do Your Homework, all of these things that really are about how you go about supporting people in with social justice issues.
Now, when a book like this is being pulled together, is that something where Andrea Scarpino and Ron Rieke first reach out to the poets and say, we'd like to do this, can you submit material? That is, can you write something new for it? Or is this some partly a research thing where, oh, I've been noticing this theme mm-hmm. of whatever the theme is and collecting them and maybe getting some new material? How mm-hmm. does that happen?
Well, you know, for this book in particular, they, I think, put out a call on the internet, I would assume, that, and I think that they personally contacted some of the people that they knew as well who were poets laureate from other places, and told them what the theme of the book was and asked them to submit work for it. And almost all of the work, except for maybe one or two poems in it, they are poems that have never been published before.
Oh, okay.
So this is like the world premiere of almost all of the poems. They're the poems from Rita Dove, who was a former poet laureate of the United States, mm-hmm. Those were ones that had been published before. But even the poem that came from Donald Hall, who is also a former U.S. poet laureate, that one had never been published before.
No kidding.
So, yeah, all of the work that you would, if you buy this book and read it, all of it is brand new work.
It's going to be new, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So did you write, were you asked to write for each of these ideas, or just to submit what you could, and they fell in the places they belong?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it worked. They asked to for us to submit poems mm-hmm. that about social justice causes. And we did that, and then they sort of came up with the organization of it and put the poems in the sections that they thought were most appropriate.
Okay. you brought the book. Did mm-hmm. you want to read perhaps a little something for us?
Well, you know, I can do that. I could read the poem that I had published in here, but there's another poem that I really love as well from another poet laureate, and okay. I'd love to read that
yes,
one,
please.
Too. So the poem that I have in the anthology is called Waiting for Independence Day Fireworks, 2013. On this July 4th, a girl with pink hair wrestles a pit bull in the grass as Black Pearl plays Stand By Me on the bandstand. The sky touches the ground with a wide palm of sun, day clinging to these last suckling moments, nursing dusk's green milk. So much skin and tattoo around, flesh against flesh. I smell coconut from a flock of teenage girls who whisper and giggle by, Budweiser and Marlboros from the boys close behind them. An old man and woman sit in lawn chairs to my left, eat bratwurst, watch kids loft frisbees into the darkening air. When she's down to her last bite, the old woman reaches over, feeds it to the old man who accepts it, kisses her fingertips, his lips smeared with mustard. Two men appear. One carries a blanket. Their hands almost touch as they walk together. They spread their blanket on the ground the way my mom and dad used to spread towels on the beach in August, without need for word or direction, an easy ballet of arm and hand, crouch, kneel, an act they'd repeated so many times, it gleamed like a rock in lake shallows, polished for years by tide waves. Everyone pauses as the men sit close to each other, gray heads like twin dandelions sprouting from a single weed. They talk, laugh, drink beer from brown, long-necked bottles. Soon, everyone forgets to be shocked as night overtakes us, makes us all the same, one crowd, indivisible, under stars and moon, our bodies primed for the freedom to love the sky any way we want. So that was my contribution
Thank
to
you.
The anthology.
Yeah. That was great.
And then the poem that I would really love to read... Oh, no, I lost it. Just a second. Here it is. Is from a poet laureate, the poet laureate of Duluth, Minnesota, named Ellie Schoenfeld. And it's one of my favorite in the anthology. I've been through this anthology and read all kinds. You don't have to read it from, you know, cover to cover.
Right.
You can pick and choose. But, you know, I really fell in love with this poem from Ellie, and I'd love to read this. It's called... Some Things I've Noticed About Jesus. When Jesus fed the poor, he did not ask anyone to provide proof that they were sufficiently destitute to receive the free food. When Jesus healed the sick, he did not deny care based on ability to pay. The rich were not healed more thoroughly than the poor. Jesus did not follow a doctrine of worthy and unworthy poor. He did not say, only love the neighbors you already like. Jesus liked the poor. He hung out with them, talked about them a lot, the poor, the poor, the poor, the poor. He really did go on and on about them, and none of it was demeaning. Jesus talked to the rich a lot about the poor, encouraged the rich to give up all of their money and all of their stuff to, you guessed it, the poor. Jesus felt very bad for the rich because the odds of that camel getting through the eye of that needle were pretty slim, because it looked so likely that the rich would, in spite of so many warnings, parables, and examples, keep following their money, and then he and his dad would have to tell them to go to hell. So that's Elie Schoenfeld, and it's just it's a brilliant poem. I love that poem.
And she was the poet laureate of Duluth.
Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah, yeah.
That was a terrific poem, and I loved yours as well. And it was interesting to hear one. I have to joke here, mm-hmm. without Bigfoot in it.
Well, yeah, you know
you
what?
Know, you're still looking for Bigfoot. But
I know everybody expects me to come with Bigfoot, but
no. But this is quite a dense. Worthy mm-hmm. Collection of poems, and I hope the book will be available at the reading at the
you know
library.
What I'm not sure if it's going to be available, but I know that it certainly is available through Amazon. However, I'm sure local bookstores throughout the UP have it. I know that Snowbound Books, particularly here in Marquette, carries it.
Okay.
So I encourage everybody to support local bookstores and go out and purchase this book through them or order it through them as well.
All right, Marty Akitz, UP Poet Laureate, reading this Thursday evening at the Escanaba Public Library at 6:30 Eastern. The reading is called Undocumented, Great Lakes Poets Laureate on Social Justice. And you'll be reading with, it's Margaret, is it Newdean?
You know what? Newdean? I'm not sure. I've been saying Newdean.
I apologize
for
that.
You know, Newdean, yeah. I'm going to find out on Thursday
right,
because I've not spoken to her. So.
All right. Again, that's at 6:30 Thursday evening at the Escanaba Public Library. Thanks for coming in, Marty.
Well, thank you, Hans, for having me.